Welcome to yet another edition of Hit the Target podcast, proudly brought to you by Hollywood Bets, where we're discussing all things DStv Premiership, of course, but we do tend to turn our topics from every now and then. But yeah, in the studio, very special guest, as always, Pro Pilani. Pro, good to have you here.
Good to be here. Thanks for welcoming me.
And funny, you're not the only Pilani in the studio, because we've got former AmaZulu PR and communications manager and sports owner of a company in Durban, of course, Pilani Mabaso.
Hi, thank you for having me. And yeah, it's good to have Pilani Squared.
Yeah, I'm surrounded by Pilani's over here. Gentlemen, obviously a lot to touch on. Pilani, this is going to be confusing, the Pro and the Pilani. And okay, so Pro, you'll be Pro. Pilani, you'll be Pilani. Gentlemen, KZN teams putting us on the map. You know, we didn't think we could get there. Being from KZN, we didn't think we could get there. A couple of years ago, our teams were fighting relegation, playing in the lower tiers of South African football. Now we've got AmaZulu, Pilani, fighting for top honours, currently second, and Arrows currently in third. The position's been changing, obviously, been last couple of weeks. Good advert for KZN football.
Definitely. I mean, looking at the talent that we have in KZN, I mean, I always say, even when all the PSL and GLAD Africa clubs could take in 90% of KZN players, still you will have another bulk of players that will still go to Joburg and any other part of the country to play football, because KZN is so huge in terms of its demographics, but it produces. Mm-hmm. You know, I could tell you now, I can drive to Ulundi and come back with two 19-year-olds that could probably fit to any MDC or any GLAD Africa club. So what we're seeing is what we've been always wanting to see in KZN, clubs doing well, looking at the vast quality of talent that we have. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting times, you know, both AmaZulu Arrows really flying the flag. It's also good to see Maritzburg pick up. Obviously, they still have 10 games. They look like they're in a good space. Mm-hmm. You're looking at their last five games, winning three, drawing two. It looks like Ernest has really done a good job to stabilize the team. I think now, I mean, with the next couple of games and the way they're playing, they should be able to move. And they have a potential of actually even getting the top eight if they really do well in the next couple
of
games.
Yeah, I definitely don't think it's too late for them in terms of a top eight spot. But Pro Pilani says this is... Pilani says this is no surprise. Considering the talent we have in the city, we should be here, actually. So agree with that, disagree? How do you feel?
I totally agree with him. Mm-hmm. And remember that since the 70s and the 80s, the province has been known for producing quality players. Mm-hmm. Remember that in the early 90s, AmaZulu were counted as amongst the best teams in the country. Mm-hmm. In the 70s, we had African Wanderers. In the 80s, African Wanderers was there. Durban Bushbucks were there. Those were the strongest teams coming from the KZN province. you know, a lot of things happened towards the end of the 90s and the early 2000s. But I'm happy that AmaZulu are back. They are showing now that administratively they are strong, and they are showing that on the field of play as well. Solid technical team. I'm also happy with the fact that our KZN teams, they show a lot of faith to our youngsters, mm-hmm. and they're giving them opportunities. You look at Maritzburg United, they've got Uhlongwane, they've got Abubandile Shandu coming from the Maritzburg United development. You look at AmaZulu, they've got the young Sphosihle Maduna, they've got Abosibusiso Mabili. So those are young players, still 21 years of age, and they are consistently playing well for the team. You look at Golden Arrows, you've got Abu... Velemsen in Ndwandwe, you've got the Perusna twins. You can see that these teams, they invest a lot in young players. And KZN is such a huge province to actually get all the players. But I'm happy with the progress that the teams have made.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you spoke about the late 90s and of early 90s and late 80s as well. But in the late 90s, Pilani, we saw Rangers win the league, of course, the last KZN team to do so. I'm sure AmaZulu and Arrows, being from Durban, would want to be there. Perhaps Maritzburg United too in the long run, but how far you think they are off competing at that level?
Well, they're not that far. I mean, let's look at AmaZulu. AmaZulu, take away this season. Mm-hmm. You know, next season they could just, you know, compete They are competing even currently. I mean, obviously, with Sundowns with two games behind, but that doesn't mean that, you know. But I'm just saying, looking at where they are now, Benny came in, I think, on the, what, the eighth game. Mm-hmm. You know, many people ask the question, what if he started with the preseason? He signed some of these players. Probably AmaZulu would be competing, you know, with the likes of Sundowns. So AmaZulu are closer. Arrows, obviously, I mean, you know, when you're going for the league, mm-hmm. you know, you need to have depth, you know. Yeah. And it's funny that I read Sundowns coach Rolani saying there's a difference between depth and qualitative depth. Because Sundowns don't speak of depth, they speak of qualitative depth. So mm-hmm. you need the depth. Mm-hmm. You need the depth because, obviously, it's a marathon. The 30 games, Telkom, Nedbank, MTN, all these games, you know, take a lot. And I think Arrows are not far again. And Maritzburg, I mean, 2-3 seasons ago, we're sitting on, you know, mm-hmm. up there in the top five clubs. So it's not far, you know. It's just that it's how we all, you know, these teams plan for the season. I always say this, you know, if a club is able to plan well and have a good preseason, half of the job for that season is done, mm-hmm. you know, because good planning, get the right technical team, get the right people around the coach to assist, get the right players, get the right infrastructure, you know, training, you know, have grounds to play at. So with all of these things, if you do it right, and our clubs have the potential of doing it. They have, mm-hmm. you know, it's some, it doesn't need to have a lot of money, but with whatever that you have, you could, with the right planning, you know, we're not very far away to emulate the merit. Look at Manning Rangers. They didn't have much. You know, they just, 1996, when the PSL started, they surprised everyone. Mm-hmm. They had just actually lost a couple months to Chiefs 9-2, you know, and that same team, you know, when the new PSL started, 96-97 season, they went on to win the league. Mm-hmm. So it's possible.
Mm-hmm. And then also a good point that you did touch on is, had Benny McCarthy started league, where could AmaZulu be? Pro for South African coaches in the league, particularly young coaches, young South African coaches, you look at Benny and Ngazi, and I mean, what they're doing with Arrows and AmaZulu respectively. Sure, that's fantastic, isn't it?
Sometimes it helps to have a coach like Benny McCarthy, who has played the game, mm-hmm. Who has earned his stripes, and who commands a lot of respect amongst the football community. And I strongly believe that had he had an opportunity to start the season with AmaZulu, I'm quite sure he would have achieved more. The gap wouldn't be 6 points. Maybe the gap would be 2 points.
But it'd still be a gap.
It would still be a gap. Because let's be honest, it's very mm-hmm. difficult to remain at the top. You look at a team like Swallows FC, they've been at the top, but look where they are now. And it had been difficult for them in 2021. And it shows that what Coach Rolani spoke about, when he spoke about qualitative depth, you really need quality in depth. You don't need numbers. You need quality. And a team like AmaZulu, I'm quite sure that they will invest a lot next season, because now they've tasted success. They've tasted what it's like to be at the top for 2 weeks. And believe me, they will want to convert these 2 weeks into 2 months. They will want to change from 2 months to the whole season. Mm-hmm. And there's a possibility now of going to CAF Champions League or even a CAF Confederations Cup, who knows. But they will need a lot of players. They will need quality players. And believe me, Coach like Coach Mandla Ngcikazi will also need to improve himself as well in terms of earning his badges and improving his coaching badges. I strongly believe that even Coach Mapodi Kanyeza will invest in himself as well, mm-hmm. because once games accumulate, once you play a lot of games, it is more about managing the players than managing the tactics. So once you are confident in your ability to manage the players, it then becomes easy for the team to function well on the field of play.
Of course, Pilani Pro mentioned that, you know, Benny would, or any of the two KZN teams or Durban teams, would like to turn those 2 games into 2 months, into 2 years possibly. But it's obviously execution. How do they go about doing that?
Well, you know, as I said earlier on, you know, if you look at now, going into the next season, mm-hmm. you know, if one of them, you know, could get a CAF or Confederation space, they are forced to sign. They are forced to also retain the players that they have. You know, if you look at both teams, Especially Arrows, you know, they're in the business also of selling players. They would normally sell players. But if you look at where AmaZulu is now, with the new owners, they're likely to buy to strengthen that team. You know, so going to CAF or playing Confederation, firstly, what it does, it doesn't just, you're not selling players like we used to before, because you need to go and compete. You've got an opportunity to play, to grow your brand. And when you grow your brand, it also opens an opportunity for sponsorships. Mm-hmm. And because now if you take a sponsor that is on one of the club's chest, the one club, definitely they'll want to go in Africa and grow their brand there. So there's a hell of a lot of other elements that come into just preparing now for a new season when you're going to play Africa than just your normal season. Your normal season, yes, you could sell 3 or 4 of your players. You'll look at your MTC. You could, graduate, up 1 or 2 and sign here and there. Mm-hmm. But when you're going in Africa, you know that you could be playing 3 or 4 games in a week, and there's traveling in between. So you need to rotate your team. So there's a hell of a lot of planning. But it's good for our KZN teams to play at that level, because then we won't see more of our players, looking at Joburg so they will stay. Because the money will be there, pay them. And it's good for them to succeed, because any other, in all these 9 provinces, all other players from the 8 want to go to Joburg. So now we need to provide an alternative as KZN. Mm-hmm. We are big in terms of football. We can compete to Joburg, but we're not going to compete when we keep on losing to Joburg. Mm-hmm. So we need to retain. So player retention, player growth. Mm-hmm. They grow, they play, they be called up in national teams, and some of them go to overseas. Look at Sundowns. A couple years ago when they won CAF, Dolly and Zungu gone. Mm-hmm. Tao a season later. It also opens up an opportunity for them to go. So I would definitely want either 2 or even both, to taste that. And even us, we get to go watch other games, like for other African country, clubs coming and play here in Durban.
Just to add on that, I heard a couple of days ago that AMRO is struggling to actually keep up with the demand, because there's a lot of demand of the AmaZulu jersey. Mm-hmm. So they're so used to printing 2 jerseys per season, but now there's like thousands and thousands of orders. And you can see that the AmaZulu brand has grown, and now there's a lot of demand of AmaZulu keys, AmaZulu merchandise, and all those kind of things. Imagine if the club would qualify for the CAF Champions League, what would happen to the AmaZulu brand? So it's not only about the players, but also the club as well will get an opportunity to rub shoulders with the best on the continent.
But you do think they are heading in the right direction?
Provided they keep the coach, because I know that the national team is not playing, Safa is not playing. They really want the coach. Mm-hmm. They need the coach. And I'm not sure if the decision was made yesterday, but I heard about the 2 million rand offer on the table for the coach. If the Zungus can keep the coach, the sky's the limit.
So does it come down to coaching, in your opinion, for AmaZulu? Because everything seems set up, and Pilani's addressed that as well, that the structure's good, everything's in place. But now if they lose Benny, you think that's an integral part of how they plan for future seasons?
Benny's a huge brand. He commands a lot of respect, like I said earlier on. And if they can keep Benny, there are a lot of players who are attracted to Benny as a person, who would like to play for Benny and who would like to not only play for AmaZulu as a club, but also play for the coach. Mm-hmm. So if they can keep Benny, I'm sure they can attract a lot of big-name players. They can compete on the market with the likes of Sundowns and Cape Town City. Because right now, you hear there's a lot of rumors that there are teams that are being sold. And can you imagine if a player from Joburg can choose AmaZulu instead of going to Cape Town or remaining in Gauteng? You see that the benefactor also plays a huge role in terms of getting those players. And also there are players who are receiving offers from Gauteng teams. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Benny is there, they might say no. But if he leaves, they might also choose to leave. Mm-hmm. So for me, I strongly believe that the team needs to do whatever it takes to keep the coach.
Your thoughts on that, Pilani?
Well, you know what? Definitely, I agree with Pro. Mm-hmm. I only say 80% relies on the coach, of any success, how he manages his technical team, the kind of people he brings in the technical team. Sometimes you only look at coaches, but there are guys that are at the background staff that are key. how he manages the place, the fact that he managed to rotate his team and still get the results. So it means he's having probably like 22 happy players than having 18, So, you know what? Obviously, the national, we're all patriotic. We all want the national team to win. Mm-hmm. In my mindset, you know, when I go back, this thing happened to AmaZulu in 1993.
Yeah.
AmaZulu, 92, they Coca-Cola kind of worked their way to surviving.
Mm-hmm.
Clive came, they survived the league. They went to win the Coca-Cola. 93, they finished number three behind Sundowns and Swallows.
Mm-hmm.
And in December, Safa came and said, Clive, come and take the job.
So you've seen this movie before.
It happened.
Yeah.
And if you look at history, after 93, that season, mm-hmm. there's no other season they finished number three. Mm-hmm. Or probably from number five going up. I think the best was number seven when Roger Palmgren was still there.
Mm-hmm.
So that had an effect. So yes, it would have an effect. For me, if I was asked for a solution, I would definitely say, you know what? Is it possible? I mean, the immediate task now is to qualify for the World Cup. And looking at next year's World Cup, it's going to be around November, December,
mm-hmm.
or the latter part, but it's in Qatar because of the heat. It's not going to be in June or June, July. So we've seen a coach coaching local and coaching the national team. The national team, you know, at the moment, a coach is not going to do too much at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to bring the players together, let them play according to their strength, have a Clive Barker effect of good motivation, manager, and then that could also assist. But I think he can do both.
But
for
so
now.
Why are you describing the senior coach? Because there's a team that has three coaches. So
I'm making an example.
Yes. your example is describing the senior coach.
We talk about Benny.
Yeah.
You know, I would have made a similar example with Mangoba.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's doing well at the moment and he's won leagues. You know, some may say, well, he was not head coach, but he's winning with the team. So I think Benny could do both tasks.
So would there not be come into play of conflicts of interest? Because how would he then now scout players playing in Portugal and at lower divisions in England and Scotland and wherever our young South Africans may be? How would he do that and then still ensure that AmaZulu are successful in South Africa?
I think five coaches have done it.
Mm-hmm.
In Mbenge, in DRC, he coached AS Vita,
mm-hmm.
and he coached the national team. Sir Alex Ferguson, when you were still coaching in Scotland, he coached both the Scottish. He coached Chelsea and Russia mm-hmm. at the same time. The national team has a structure. You know, there are people that, with the national team coach, the team manager, they have a bird's eye view. They collect data during the months when the national team is not playing. So they know who's playing, who's not playing.
Mm-hmm.
And even in local, it's easy for him because he knows all these teams. He analyzes them when he plays against them. You know, and so I don't think it will be a problem because he's there with three, provided also the assistant could be a full-time person.
Mm-hmm.
Then the assistant and the third assistant, because there's normally two assistants in the national team, they could look into that and the team manager, but it's not only his role. But I'm saying at least within the next year and a half, they would see whether they qualify or not. And then after the World Cup, employ a coach, give him a four-year contract. Like
mm-hmm.
normally what countries do, they give you a four-year contract.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you really had a bad year or two, then they bring in somebody. Mm-hmm. And then they start to give you a two-year, then they will extend if you do qualify. But I think at the moment, looking at the time frame, the person that might know these players better. And for me, if I was a national team coach, most of my players would be from Sundowns.
Yeah.
You know, easy.
So it's quite an easy pick.
Easy, mm-hmm. yes. And then you got three others that are coming from overseas, Dolly, you've got Zungu and Tao. They are Sundowns. Mm-hmm. So automatically, you've got your 9-10 players.
Mm-hmm.
Just make them play the normal way they normally play. And we play against African countries, which they play against when they play
on a regular CAF. Basis. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know why it's so difficult, but maybe it's easier when you're on the other side of the field where I am. But I think, you know, I'm a Ngoba.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of a bit so, but, you know, maybe the traveling might be also challenging for him because mm-hmm. he'll need to play league, travel down, come for the week, train the Bafana. But I think, I don't think we need a foreign coach at the moment mm-hmm. between now and the end of next year.
Considering how well our current coaches in the country are doing.
Yeah.
Pro, your thoughts on that?
I still say there are three coaches in Gauteng. coaching one team. One of them
fits enough for the Bafana's job.
All three of them, they are fit enough to do well for Bafana Bafana. One of the three needs to go and help.
Mm-hmm.
And and there's also the national under 23 coach as well, who's part of the Sundowns technical team. Mm-hmm. So why do you have so many quality coaches in one team? Mm-hmm. Let them go and help the national team, because Bafana Bafana is our priority. Sundowns is not a priority. Bafana Bafana is the priority, and they need to help Bafana Bafana. And we need to get our players to countries like England. So you can't be the top 50 in the world when you don't have the best coach. I mean, come on, the blunder we made with the previous coach, it shouldn't happen ever again. And Safa must go to Sundowns and ask for a coach to go and help.
Well, if you're out there listening and want to get involved in the conversation, let us know your thoughts. And if your comment does hit the target, we will credit your account with a 200 rand betting voucher, courtesy of Hollywood Bets. Gentlemen, since the start of the topic, the conversation has been AmaZulu and Golden Arrows and how they can get into the CAF Champions League. There's two teams in the last eight of the CAF Champions League, two South African teams, Kaizer Chiefs and Mamelodi Sundowns, of course. That's another great advert for South African football, surely.
To be in the quarterfinal, it means you did well, you deserve it. And I know that there's a team that drew its way to the quarterfinals, but we accept everything. And
love and peace.
I think you owe me a handshake or something, because I've been consistent saying that Kaizer Chiefs will make it to the quarterfinals. Mm-hmm. And it's the end of the road for them. And
this is as far as they get.
This is as far as they get. I mean, come on. Sundowns, Simba, Esperance, you look at Kaizer Chiefs and you say, can they make it? The answer is simple, no.
Mm-hmm.
Getting through the group, well done. And Sundowns, I strongly believe they'll go as far as the final. And it's important to give credit where credit is due. I think Gavin Hunt did extremely well. He exceeded a lot of expectations with such a challenging squad. But well done to them.
The fact that Pro has written Chiefs off completely, I mean, doesn't it make Chiefs more dangerous? Because the route they got there, I mean, they've been written off throughout the season. I mean, not being able to sign any players, a new coach coming in, losing some senior players. So how surely they can't be written off so cheaply?
Well, on paper, mm-hmm. they're written off, I guess, on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's a similar scenario. When CAF started, you know, we never thought they will ever make their way anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But they've reached the quarterfinals, whether by draws, whether by, you know, because when you look at the points, I mean, geez, they didn't win much. You know, mm-hmm. they're not like Sundowns. And you saw the last two games with Sundowns that, okay, now it's just managing mm-hmm. the league more than them wanting to play for hunger. They take a team. But I think I wouldn't write off Kaizer Chiefs. I wouldn't write off Gavin Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a coach like Gavin Hunt has won four leagues. You know, those four leagues don't come, you know, they're not just...
You can't buy those.
Yeah, it's not like an LFA league status that you win. But
mm-hmm.
again, the only challenge with them, and when we compare with Sundowns in this space, is that Sundowns, you know, they tick all the boxes. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got the caliber, they've got the quality, they've got, you know, the even you look at their technical team, mm-hmm. you know, the background staff.
They've
you
all
know,
been
those
there.
Guys are able, you know, 2-3 weeks before the game, they send somebody there,
mm-hmm.
you know, to go look at the environment. You know, I'm not saying Chiefs doesn't do that, but you look at all those small elements, and those are the elements that make you, you know, you score 1-0 and you maintain that 1-0, you mm-hmm. win. Or they know how to win. They mm-hmm. go to TP Mazembe. Like, hell no, TP Mazembe has not lost in that country.
Yeah.
And they're dominant. You know, you go there, you bump them 2-1 and still keep the ball away from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was told that when they drove out, the TP Mazembe supporters actually stood out and gave them a standing ovation because they couldn't believe, you know.
Nobody goes to Lumumbashi.
But what I'm saying is that I think what makes us tip Sundowns more prepared, because if you look at the whole facet, the comprehensive preparation for a quarterfinal, because now you're playing Al Ahly, you're playing Esperance, you know, mm-hmm. it's tough. You know, when you go to their countries, you kind of told it, don't expect anything.
Mm-hmm.
But Sundowns can go there and just, you know, beat Al Ahly 2-0. So I think, but you can't write any club off,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. Because
not at this stage.
Not at this stage,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So, you know, looking at obviously all of the teams, how far off are Sundowns now compared to, like Pilani mentioned, your Esperance, your Wydad, your Al Ahlis? Because Sundowns, they've obviously been doing it for a long time, obviously won the tournament in 2016. They've got the know-how, they've got the pedigree, as Pilani touched on. How far off are they from the African giants?
You know, when it comes to Sundowns, they've earned the respect of the clubs, they've earned the respect of the referees, because they play a critical role in these CAF Champions League games.
Mm-hmm.
And they've also earned the respect of the football community. Now, the only difference between Sundowns and Al Ahly and Esperance is the dollar. Those teams, they spend millions and millions of dollars acquiring the services of top players on the continent. That's the only difference. Sundowns, I know that they bully a lot of teams in the country, but when it comes to the continent, they're still far in terms of player recruitment. And believe me, because they are now respected on the continent, and when teams play against Sundowns, they carry that respect on their chest. And in terms of the field of play, I think Sundowns is on the same level as those teams.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why I strongly believe that they will make it through to the final.
Can they go all the way?
They've got the potential to go all the way.
Who the team to beat from the Champions League this season?
Esperanza.
Pilani?
Well, I won't. I do agree with him, Esperanza, mm-hmm. but and Al Ahly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they always, even when they're not having a good Champions League, but you can't write them off.
Mm-hmm.
They're the current reigning champions. So. Mm-hmm.
And they've got one of our own.
It's interesting if Sundowns could meet them. Yeah. Because now you'll be looking at, I mean, that game will be so interesting because mm-hmm. you'll be looking at teams that are playing similar. The only thing that will be the difference is who has mastered because they play the same.
Yeah.
You know, it could be that Sundowns has been playing that for the past 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they've mastered it better than Al Ahly. It's only a year and a half when Pizzo has been there. But
mm-hmm.
I think Al Ahly, you can't write them off. They are a given favorite because they are the reigning champions.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got the best coach on the continent.
Given. It's a shame.
If you're out there listening and want to stand a chance of winning that 200 rand betting voucher, let us know your thoughts on a coach coaching the current club and, of course, the national team. Let us know your thoughts. And if your comment does hit the target, we will credit your account to the 200 rand betting voucher. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us this week. Until next week.
Thank you, Sebo.
Thank you.
Cheers.